O God of people, we thank and praise you, Lord, for your revelation to the whole world by the visit of the Magi and from the cradle of the Lord Jesus. Gracious God, we pray that you will fill our hearts and minds with the words of our Lord, so that we will be able to experience your divine revelation as we reflect upon your divine words. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Today we observe the Epiphany Sunday. Epiphany, as we know, we celebrate and observe the visit of the Magi or the wise men, that is only recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. The cradle of Jesus gathered the ends of the earth, and God's revelation was experienced by all men, and God's presence filled their hearts. When we think about the homage of the Magi, and also from where they came to Jerusalem to see the child, and the preparation and the work and the hard journey they undertook to come to Bethlehem. My dear friends, it's amazing. Magi were originally a Median tribe, and they belonged to the area, country called Persia, the part of Persian Empire. They were almost like the Levites that we find in the Old Testament. Levites in the people of Israel, Levite priests. Also, they were teachers and instructors to the king. They were also understood as men of holiness and wisdom. They were also recognized as the people who were skilled in philosophy, medical science, and natural science. So when we think about them, we can understand that they were very learned, educated people. Not only that, their profession was to interpret the signs and the dreams, and especially the things appearing in the sky, give the interpretation of all these signs. And they were also people who sought for the truth. We can understand that the ancient world, most of the people believed in the astrology, and they were able to tell a future of a person by studying and examining and interpreting of a star. And they was able to express the destiny of a person under the star which he was born. And therefore, the Magi who visited Bethlehem, their goal is to see a prince who was born because of the star appeared on that time in that area. They studied, examined that star, and they finalized their thought, and they believed that there was a prince who was born. And therefore, that is why they made their journey. According to the Egyptian records, we find this particular star called Sirius appeared in the month of Mesori. Mesori means, according to Egyptians, birth of a prince. Birth of a prince. So this particular star called Sirius appeared in the month of Mesori, was understood the sign of a birth of a prince by all these wise men. And we look at the context in which Jesus was born. There were men who had a feeling of expectation of a coming king in the people of Israel. There the men were waiting for God's presence. They had a desire in their hearts for God more than the other days. They also discovered, the people of Israel, that they were unable to do anything on their own unless a king come and save them. Therefore, my dear friends, we can say to a waiting world, Jesus was born, and in this cradle, Jesus gathered all the ends of the earth, and they were all able to come and see the Prince of Peace, the Savior of the world, the King of Israel. The book of Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, says they offered three kinds of gifts. It says in Matthew 2 verse 11, they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. Because of these three gifts, we come to a conclusion saying that there were three magi, three wise men. And the findings give their names as well. One is Melchior, second one is Caspar, and the third one is Balthasar. These are the three wise men. The findings, they give these names. But more than their names, my dear friends, the gifts they offered were very important. Gold, it's a sign of kingship of Christ. Incense or frankincense, the sign of the deity, the divinity of Christ. And the myrrh, usually it is applied for embalming a dead body. And that is a sign, myrrh is a sign of the death of Christ. He dies that we may live. And that is the sign of that gift. Therefore, my dear friends, let us think about this visit of Magi and try to understand all the hard things that they had experienced to travel to Bethlehem and to go and see this particular prince that they have understood by this star. It is good for us to realize that all these Magi, they examined and found out there was a birth of a prince. But they didn't stay in their own countries, in their own houses, or in their own palaces. They went to see the prince, the child. And when they saw only, the Bible says, when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they bowed down and worshipped him. And they were overjoyed. They were overjoyed. My dear friends, the message that we receive by this visit of the Magi is that we need to go and see and visit the Lord Jesus. Unless we make our efforts to go and see, we will not experience the joy that is found in the presence of the Lord. Therefore, I wish to give this thought to you. You in your own life, try to see and meet the Lord Jesus in your own ways. Because then only you'll be able to experience the real joy in your life in this sea. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank and praise you for the revelation of your Son to the entire world, not only to a particular people. We thank and praise you for your divine revelation today in our midst. Help us to recognize and understand the signs, O Lord, of your revelation in today's context, in our personal life, in our family life, in our social life. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.